From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday after a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Under the deal, Malaysia and Indonesia will continue to provide humanitarian assistance, according to the Malaysian foreign minister. Meanwhile, Thai officials would not commit to providing shelter for the migrants, saying instead they will provide humanitarian assistance and allow sick refugees to come to land for treatment. North Korea has abruptly canceled an invitation to the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to visit the state. Mr. Ban is on a five-day visit to South Korea. Wednesday, he said there is no explanation given for the last-minute change.
This decision by Pyongyang is a deeply regrettable. However, I, as the Secretary General of the United Nations, will not spare any efforts to encourage the DPRK to work with the international community for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and beyond.
The UN chief was planning Thursday to visit the Kaesong Industrial Complex that lies just north of the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza is signing a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 2nd. The move comes after protests and a coup attempt. The president of Burundi's Electoral Commission confirmed the move to VOA's French to Africa service. June 2nd is a one-week delay from the original parliamentary election date. This is VOA News. Canadian police have detained 10 young people at Montreal's main airport on suspicion of preparing to travel overseas to join the Islamic State militant group. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said late Tuesday that they made the arrest last week at Montreal's Trudeau International Airport and withdrew the passports of the detainees. Authorities said the families and friends of the detainees are being interviewed, but no charges have yet been filed. Italian police say they have arrested a Moroccan man suspected of involvement in the March 18th attack on a Tunisian museum that left 22 people dead. Police told reporters Wednesday that the 22-year-old suspect was arrested in a town near Milan. Anti-terrorism police made the arrest. More details are expected later Wednesday. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the March 18th attack in which gunmen opened fire on busloads of foreign tourists outside the museum in Tunis and also opened fire inside the building. UN aid agencies report the humanitarian impact of nearly 2 months of Saudi-led bombing campaign in Yemen and a blockade of fuel and other imported relief supplies is enormous. The agencies are appealing to the warring factions to agree to another ceasefire. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN aid agencies are taking stock of the situation in Yemen following a recent five-day humanitarian pause to allow for the delivery of life-saving assistance. They say the few days in which the guns fell more or less silent has allowed them to view the extent of suffering being endured by hundreds of thousands of citizens displaced by the conflict. The death toll also has gone up over the past 2 months of escalating fighting. Latest United Nations figures put the number killed at 1,849 and the number wounded at nearly 7,400. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei said Wednesday that international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear deal with world powers. He also said Iran will not give in to excessive demands. Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working on the details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says Ukraine is in a real war with Russia and not just pro-Russia separatists. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Poroshenko warned that he believes Russia is preparing a military offensive for which Ukrainians must be ready. He said Ukraine must not give Russia any tiny chance for provocation. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.